What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Mr. Parker, with another relationship podcast. Trying to get back to consistency and, you know, all the good stuff. But, so this one, it was a question I got asked. And this one hit me only because it was something I did want to cover. It was something I did want to talk about. And for someone to ask me this that was older than me, I had a friend ask me this question, and they're way older than me, but they haven't been, they just got married like a year ago. So the fact that you have someone that's like in their 40s asking a 30-year-old for advice is inspirational to me, because that means it's a lot of respect going on, and I really appreciate that. So the question was, Andre, after all these years that you've been married, I know you have just hit your 10-year mark, and that is a true blessing, but how does it feel? Does it feel any different from your first few years? Do you feel the same amount of love, all of those things? And that's a great question. It's a question I'm glad to answer. My answer to that is obviously yes. And I'm going to be completely transparent with this. I want to be completely honest with this. Now, we have gotten so used to each other at this point. We know the boundary lines that we know how to push each. We know what pushes each other's button. We know what the other one doesn't like. We know when the other person's ready to relax. We know when the other person wants that time. We know when the other person's frustrated. We know all that stuff. Finances, I don't even remember the last time we argued about a finance, anything to do with finances. The kids, our kids are older now. Maybe we have a newborn, it might be hard again, but as of right now, it's so easy, it's too easy. And you know, it's just been a blessing to go through all these years. Now, to give a quick recap of each year, because I remember each year as plain as day. Year one was extremely tough. It was groundbreaking tough. It was painful. It was tough. I told the stories a whole bunch of times. You know, like I said, you guys can go watch some of the other episodes and I talk about it. But, you know, the first year was very, very rough. Not cheating or anything. It was just the fact of us learning each other. And we didn't have time to learn each other through engagement or through dating. It was more of, we were so lovey-dovey that when it finally hit that we were married, it was hard. We really fell really, really hard. We went through, we didn't rely on God in our early stages. It was always trying to figure things out on our own. We didn't know how to communicate, which communication is so pivotal. Communication, I have an episode talking about that. Communication is the most pivotal thing in a relationship, honestly, to me. But yeah, it was tough, man. Like, our first year was painful for me. Like, that, she would even tell you, like, our first year, we have a podcast talking about this also, too. So I don't want to get too much into it. I'm just going to give a quick recap since you asked the question. But our first year was a lot of unanswered things about each other, a lot of fighting, a lot of arguing, never physical, never cheating, none of that other type of stuff. It was just stress. That's all it really was. It was just trying to figure out each other and trying to figure out a son. You know, I got married after our son, trying to figure out the balance, trying to figure out work and all that type of stuff. So it was extremely tough. Year two, we got a little better, but we had a lot of sex problems. We were she had a lot of things going on with her body. I had a lot of things where it was like I wanted it at this time and I was mad that I couldn't get it at that time and I wasn't understanding. I wasn't listening. I wasn't caring. It was just like, nah, you're my wife. We're supposed to be doing this right now. But it wasn't that. It was just bickering and arguing. It was never like compromise. So we were still going through that phase on that. Then like year three and four, we started opening up a little more. I started trusting her more as a friend. Like, it became more of, she was my girl all this time, but I never looked at her as a trustworthy friend. So years three and four, I say three and four together because that's when we started getting down. Like year two, we had my second son. So we were dealing with back-to-back pregnancy pretty much. We were dealing with postpartum. We were dealing with all that. Year three and four, we got past that phase, and it was that was the finances and the taking care of the children. Year three and four, we got a lot better. We started actually getting deeper into our word, deeper into our study, deeper into the church ministry, deeper into wanting to be closer to God more, deeper into wanting to be more responsible, getting out of the kid phase where it was like being teenagers to being actual adults, owning stuff, starting to get cars and all that type of stuff, and figuring out, you know, how to manage and all that type of stuff. So year three and four was when we started tightening down on finances. Year five was really good. Year five was when we started getting more and more people involved in our household. Like, it went from it being like us, my mom and my godmother, to more people, more couples. And it was year five was a lot of, I wouldn't say year five, I'll say year six. Year six was a lot of, pretty much, how can I say it? It was a lot of pretty much learning how to combine with others and trying to teach others. Now, granted, a lot of that teaching wasn't really, what's the word? Let me give the teaching what they people weren't really listening, I guess I would say. It was more of like, I'm still going to do it my way. But it was the year of us learning that we had to start ministering and giving advice. Like, I wish I had the podcast then, because it would have been a lot better. But it was the years of ministering and giving advice and helping others become a part of a relationship. So that was that year. Year six, can't remember year six, really, to be honest with you. I don't even really remember year six by that time. It's 2020. Oh, year six was a great year. Year six actually was when we started doing a lot more fun things. We started doing, like, so we learned how to balance business, finances, church, and fun things in one, and incorporating that with the kids and all that. So year six was a really fun time. Yeah, I liked year six. Year six, we had a lot of fun. Year seven, we were hitting some financial patches around there. Like, it was learning finances, and like I said, these are things that always change. They're gonna go up and down. Like, one minute you can be fine with it, and the next minute you can be bad. Like, it changes. So we were going through a lot of the finance things as far as money being low, and like, things just kept happening to our income. So yeah, that year seven was pretty bad. Well, not bad, it just wasn't the greatest. It was a lot of things going on. Year eight and nine, I'm gonna put them together, because year eight and nine, we had a very smooth year. 2018 and 2019, we were sitting real good. We started getting our money right. We got the credit and all that stuff going, and we did all out for Christmas for the family, and you know, we've had less arguments and all that stuff. And year eight and nine was really great. Year eight and nine was very good for us. It was a peaceful, observing and developing time for us with that, our kids, the kids being homeschooled and all this stuff. In year nine, which was last year, the homeschooling and stuff with the kids. 2019 was our best year until this year. 2019, we did big trips. We did LA. We went to Los Angeles. 2018, we went to New York. Like, we started really getting down to the relaxation slash, you know, church slash avoiding arguments with each other. Like, we probably have one. Till this day, we probably still have, like, one or two arguments that can be bad, like, maybe in a whole year. Never too much. But never too much. I had to do that. But now 2020, it is still early in 2020. We're only in June, 6 months. Anniversary came up. We didn't get to do what we wanted to, but I must say, 2020 has been the relaxed year. We have been so relaxed. We feel seasoned now. Like, all the years that we went by, it was like, it was good. You know, we had a great year. Remember this, remember that. But 2020 is going to be that year with the COVID and all this stuff going on. It's going to be the memorable year because all the negative stuff that went on. But for us, it was a positive year as far as being relaxed and laid back. You know, it's really been the definition of this year, relaxation. Up until now, it's June, what now? June 17th, as I do this recording. And we just had a great time. Even for our anniversary, like, We originally wanted to go to Africa for our 10-year anniversary. We wanted to go to Alaska for our 10-year anniversary, and we didn't get to do that due to the COVID, but that is still our plan to celebrate our 10 years. So if it has to be next year, 11 year mark, we'll celebrate it then. Or if it's this year, we'll celebrate Alaska something later this year. Regardless, we want to go to Alaska or we want to go to Africa. Like, those are, we like unique places. We don't like the same old. We like unique places. So, so I would say that this year has been great for us. Has been laid back, and we feel like we're at that level now. The level that people been trying to put us on for years, where it's like, you guys seem like y'all been for years, and we're just like, we still got a lot to learn, and we feel like we're past the point of having a lot to learn. We know each other well. The only thing we got to learn more is more about God, more about that Bible. But as far as us, we know each other so well, it's crazy. Like, I never thought I would have someone that I love so much that knows me so well. And then our kids have gotten so big, and we're just happy, man. Like, we can't complain. Like, none of us ever have any type of cheating going on or any type of thing like that. So that's a plus. So for us, it's just been a real smooth year, man. So to answer the question, that's a recap of every year. And every year, it's gotten better and better. Around the 5s and 6, we had a little rough patch, but we fixed it and it got right back to being better. So every year, it's just been an uphill climb. Some people, I feel they get bored with each other. I feel like the spark's not there. You guys seen the other episode I did talking about these men nowadays, Lord help them. But it's just been really good. I think it's been a blessing. I thank God for this year. I thank God for letting my family stay safe from this COVID. I pray for everyone else. And that's all I got to say on that, man. I mean, if I had to give any advice to anybody, it's to make sure you guys pray together. You pray together, you'll stay together. Make sure you guys keep an active life as far as whether it's sex, whether it's talking, whether it's going out. Even with this corona going on, you can't do a lot, but you can still make a lot. There's still a lot of other things you can come up with, ideas to throw at each other. Drive around in the car. Me and my wife, we've been getting ice cream like once a week when we can. We get ice cream like on a Sunday or something and just chill out in the car and talk. You don't have to do nothing spectacular, nothing magnificent, just things that can keep everything going. So I thank God for 10 years. And anyone that needs help with it, I'm always available. You can inbox me. I got a lot of inboxes, but I can definitely try my best to reach out to people. But I thank God for our 10 years. It's been better and better. Just pray and ask God and keep everything spicy. You got to keep everything spicy, not just in the bedroom, in general. Keep everything engaging. Keep your conversations energized. Keep your finances energized. Like, you may think, how can I keep finances energized? All you have to do is, when it comes to finances, is be like, yeah, man, let's go spend this or let's go do this. Well, we can't do it this week, but maybe next week. Just don't be negative about finances. That's what I mean by being spicy. Like, you want to be like, keep a positive vibe. Be positive. So when I say spicy, I'm saying really be positive with everything. Like, if you don't feel like having sex tonight, which I don't know any man that won't, but if a female don't, you don't have to tell your man, like, I don't want to do it today. Just like, but baby, we could do that tomorrow. We could do that next week. You know what I'm saying? That's what, just things like that. Just things that are very positive. So that's all I got to say for this episode. Thank you guys for reaching out to me. Really appreciate that. It means more than y'all know. But God is good, and I just pray that everyone can reach their 10-year mark. And if you're past the 10-year mark, kudos to you. God bless you. And I hope everybody can reach it and do it under marriage, not relationship-wise. It has to be marriage, because it don't count if it ain't married. But thank you guys for listening. Your boy Dre Day. I said Dre Day. That's my Facebook name. It's your boy, Mr. Parker. Thank you. Peace.